Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Ben, and thanks for joining us on this Saturday evening. Our number, as always, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share with us, if you have a comment, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We will get your calls in our second segment, as we always do, and we'll talk to Ben Lytle, author of The Potentialist, at the bottom of the hour. Ben is a serial entrepreneur and healthcare innovator. He has launched numerous companies, best known as Anthem, the insurance company, one of the three leading health insurance companies in the country. And his book is super interesting. We've had him on The Bright Side. It's a book about the future, the potentialist, your future in the new reality of the next 30 years. Ben is a visionary as well as an entrepreneur, and he's a very interesting, got a lot of interesting things to say. We'll have Ben Lytle on at the bottom of the hour, and we will get to your calls next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to my websites, brightsideben.com, or my blog, pharmacistben.com. Also, our news stories and blog posts and videos up at criticalhealthnews.com. We have all the Youngevity products up, as well as Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business, if you like the entrepreneur lifestyle. If you want to work out of your home, if you want to make a little spare change, or if you just want to get your Youngevity products at the wholesale price, the Youngevity business opportunity is something you want to look into. Check it out at, click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All the Youngevity products are up as well. You can call 866-735-2470 if you prefer to speak to a real live human being, 866-735-2470. Or go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com and hit the Join the Team link. Ben Lytle at the bottom of the hour. Your call's next segment, 844-236-6010. Continuing on with my favorite, or at least one of my favorite elements on the periodic table, which is sulfur. So many things to talk about. Sulfur, we've been talking about it for a while now, and we haven't even scratched the surface, really. Last we spoke, we were talking about these amino acids, sulfur amino acids, taurine, which is, you'll see in Red Bull. Taurine is a energy dampening amino acid. Taurine is found on the brain, and taurine is used for treating seizure disorders, cardiovascular disorders. It's wonderful for the skin. I use it, my skincare products, has a hydrating effect on the skin. Cysteine has been, I've been talking about cysteine, gosh, since I learned about it in pharmacy school. And acetyl cysteine, that's a specific form of cysteine that's available as a nutritional supplement. It's also a prescription drug that's used to treat cystic fibrosis. It's also used in emergency rooms to help protect against liver liver toxicity by virtue of its sulfur molecule. And acetylcysteine is just a fabulous, fabulous nutritional supplement. It's got mental health benefits. It's used to treat obsessive compulsive disorders and addictive disorders, in addition to being a detox nutrient. Great. I mean, one of the all-time great nutritional supplements for folks dealing with acne. You can use it topically for acne. You can also use it topically to sort of dampen the effects of benzoyl peroxide, which is a drug that's used to topical drug that's used to treat acne. And then there's the famous methionine, which we've been spending time talking about. Methionine is a building amino acid. We've talked in the past about methionine being used for bodybuilders. It's being used. It's an appropriate nutritional supplement for folks who are coming out of surgery, for elderly folks, for neonates, for kids, for bodybuilders, for athletes. Recently, there's been some buzz about methionine lowering as an anti-aging strategy. There's people who tell you that lowering methionine in the diet has the same benefits as caloric restriction. They'll say that methionine restriction can lower your IGF-1 levels. IGF-1 is a very interesting hormone. IGF stands for insulin-like growth factor. Insulin and IGF, insulin-like growth factor, are, as the name implies, growth factors. They're growth elements. Insulin is a growth substance. Farmers are known to give their cattle insulin to fatten them up. Bodybuilders have used insulin to get bigger. And if you look around at the standard American human who's subsisting on the standard American diet, you can see the results of insulin in terms of weight gain and obesity. IGF-1 is also associated with accelerated aging, and there's people who say, well, methionine restriction will help lower IGF-1, and so you should lower the amount or reduce the amount of methionine in your diet. In my opinion, that's just bad science, because while lowering methionine will slow down building, that is true, and lowering methionine may lower IGF-1 levels, it may not be the methionine lowering that's doing it. It may be the calorie lowering that's doing it, methionine being found in foods that have higher calories. Also, slowing down building is not necessarily a good idea. Just because you slow down building, slow down anabolism, that doesn't necessarily translate to longevity. Sometimes they'll say, well, if you have cancer, if you want to protect yourself from cancer, you should lower your methionine because methionine is building. Well, that doesn't really make sense to me, that you would want to reduce anabolism, slow down building, in the interest of reducing the risk of cancer. There's a lot better ways to reduce your risk of cancer than to restrict your intake of this really important amino acid. And there's a lot better ways to lower your IGF-1 and get the benefits of caloric restriction than to reduce or restrict your methionine. How about if you just stop eating the crappy carbs? How about if you stop eating, you eat less food? How about if you eat less frequently? Those seem to me to be a lot better ways to improve longevity, to slow down the aging process, or prevent cancer from forming, prevent tumors from forming. Eat nutrient-dense. Eat methionine, but eat nutrient-dense. That is, foods that have high amounts of nutrients relative to their calories. And I'm sorry to say, for you methionine-restricting fans, that includes beef and fish and organ meats. And high protein foods which have methionine in them, yeah, they'll have some calories, that's true, but they'll be nutrient dense. You'll get value out of them. You want to enjoy your building amino acids, enjoy your protein, but eat less calories and support building and anabolism by not only eating protein, by not only indulging in methionine, by getting your butt in the gym, by exercising. And I'm not talking about walking around the block exercising. I'm talking about resistance training. If you are exercising, but you don't hate it, or it's not uncomfortable, we'll say, you're probably not exercising enough. If you're exercising and you're enjoying your exercise like a nice leisurely stroll, that ain't exercise. It's not bad. It'll get your blood moving, but it's not going to necessarily build or turn on the production of anabolic chemistry, methionine chemistry. Got to go out and exercise, resistance training, or get on the exercise bike to the point where your body says no. That's how you know you're getting a good workout. If you're part of you saying, I don't want to do this, then you know you're getting a good workout. Of course, there's limits to that too. Nonetheless, most people, most bodies don't enjoy resistance training because it's pushing past the point where the body is comfortable. That's why people don't like to exercise. The body doesn't like to exercise. Real exercise. If you're enjoying your workout, chances are you're not really working out very hard. And there's some exceptions to that because some people really like to work out hard. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Your call's next segment. Ben Lytle, author of The Potentialist, Your Future in the New Reality of the Next 30 Years. At the bottom of the hour, we'll be back after this break.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Back on the bright side, 844-236-6010 is our number. Ben Lytle, author of The Potentialist, coming up in our next segment, your calls this segment. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we love hearing from you on the bright side. Continuing on with this really cool amino acid, methionine sulfur amino acid, building amino acid, important for anybody who's trying to build tissue, whether it's somebody recovering from surgery or an elderly person or bodybuilders, weightlifters. Some people will tell you that methionine lowering is a health strategy. I disagree. Calorie restriction is definitely a health strategy. and eating less frequently is also a health strategy, but trying to limit the amount of amino acids you put in your system, especially building amino acids, doesn't seem like it's intelligent. It's an intelligent health strategy, especially essential amino acids. The real problem with aging is not the finding. The real problem with aging is not protein. The real problem with aging is not anabolism building. The real problem with aging is crappy food, especially crappy sugar and excess insulin. You may have heard that doctors are using metformin now as an anti-aging strategy. Metformin is a diabetes medication. It's become all the rage in the world of anti-aging. Anti-aging physicians talk about using metformin to slow down aging, also using metformin to correct obesity issues. Metformin obviously is a diabetes drug, so it's going to have an effect on blood sugar. But to try to use a drug, to try to use a prescription drug to treat diseases, this seems like a classic example of how the medical model works. They treat drugs as if they're nutritional supplements, and they treat nutritional supplements as if they're drugs. Sometimes you'll hear studies that say, well, we tried vitamin D for bone strength, and it turns out that vitamin D doesn't really work for bone strength. And we tried to use vitamin A for heart health, or we tried to use B-complex for heart health, and it didn't work. Like, nutrients are supposed to be drugs, like they work. Nutrients don't work to treat something. Nutrients are part of how the body puts together its healthy chemistry. They facilitate the health of the body. You don't use nutrients like drugs. And you don't use drugs like nutrients. That's a classic misunderstanding of biochemistry. And it's just how the medical model... It's a iconic example of how the medical model doesn't understand the body. Doesn't understand biochemistry. Ironically, because we assume that if somebody is in the practice of medicine, that they're going to understand how the whole thing puts together, but that's not necessarily the case. Medicine operates in this reductionist way that focuses on specific organs and specific systems. The body is not a bunch of parts. It's one system, and all the parts are connected. It's not individual parts. It's a system. And the definition of a system is one where all the parts are important. All the parts function integrally. They're integrated. So, metformin for anti-aging doesn't make sense. Another reason why drugs for anti-aging don't make sense is because drugs have side effects. Drugs have toxicity. Drugs cost the body nutrition. Drugs drain the body of its precious resources. So while metformin may, and it does, lower blood sugar, make insulin more sensitive, it does it by forcing the liver and the pancreas to do their work, by compelling them to do their work. Nutrition doesn't compel anything. Drugs compel. Nutrition is just there so that if the body wants to use it, it can use it at its discretion. Drugs are like a whip. They command the liver to do things. They command the pancreas to do things. You don't want to be commanding anything in the biochemistry of the body. That's not how you treat the body. You don't command it. You provide the body with the resources it needs so it can do its own work. So while the medical model will tell you, oh yeah, metformin, you can use metformin for longevity, what they don't realize is that's not the way you treat the body. Not only that, but metformin is going to drain your body of vitamin C and copper and zinc. These are all required for the detoxification. Yes, detoxification of metformin. Drugs have to be detoxified. Why? Because they're toxic. You don't have to detoxify something unless it's toxic. What is that telling you? So yeah, you can lower your blood sugar and potentize your insulin with metformin, but it's not going to help you live longer. If you want to live longer, you lower your blood sugar by lowering your intake of sugar, and you potentize your insulin the same way. Insulin is a powerful anabolic hormone. It's a growth hormone. And it's true that the less insulin or the more potent your insulin is, the more sensitized your cells are to insulin, the healthier you'll be, but you don't want to do it with drugs, and you don't want to do it by restricting your methionine. You eat less calories, that's going to lower your insulin. You get off your butt and start exercising, that's going to lower your insulin. You eat less sugar, that's going to lower your insulin. You use nutritional supplements like niacin and chromium, vanadium and thiamine. You take your Beyond Tangy Tangerine and your Sweeties, that's going to lower your insulin. There's even plants that can do it, and herbs, cinnamon, black tea, green tea. These are all insulin-lowering herbs. Witch hazel, fenugreek, bay leaves, nutmeg. These are all herbs and plants that will help lower your insulin with no toxicity. Mushrooms will do it. Reishi mushrooms particularly have insulin-lowering and sensitizing effects. The idea that the molecules that are associated with anabolism, that are associated with building, such as methionine, and also, by the way, cholesterol, that's another one that's a building molecule. Cholesterol is an anabolic molecule. Cholesterol is a building substance, just like methionine is a building substance. And the same knuckleheads that tell you to lower methionine probably tell you to lower your cholesterol. Your body makes cholesterol. So when you eat less cholesterol, guess what's going to happen? Your body's going to make more. When you eat less cholesterol, if you go on a cholesterol-lowering diet that the mainstream medical model is so fond of, your body just makes more. So then, of course, you take a drug, and that suppresses your cholesterol artificially, mechanically, poisons your cholesterol, whips your cholesterol-making cells in the liver to stop making cholesterol. You suffer the side effects and toxicities and adverse reactions, such as lower CoQ10, because CoQ10 is made the same way. And CoQ10 is just as important for, is more important for your heart than lower your cholesterol. All this craziness in the medical model, the people that we trust to take care of our bodies and our health, just the misunderstandings abound. It costs us health. It redirects our attention from the real problems. The real problems are always lifestyle. The real problems are always lifestyle. This latest viral infection, that's not a virus problem. That's a lifestyle problem. We don't want to look at our lifestyle, and we're aided and abetted in our willful ignorance by people who predate on us and take advantage of us and take advantage of our unwillingness to look at our lifestyle. That's not that hard. Eating less calories, eating less frequently, eating nutritionally dense, abundant intake of phytonutrients from plants and fungi, mushrooms, using nutritional supplements, exercising, hydrating. These are all powerful, cheap, easy ways to improve longevity, to slow down the aging process. Way better than using drugs. Way better than doing anything the doctor has in his little doctor bag of tricks. And not all doctors are like this, by the way. There's a lot of doctors who understand what I'm talking about. It's just the mainstream. There's a lot better ways to take care of your longevity and prevent cancer than limiting your intake of essential amino acids. It just doesn't seem like it makes sense. And speaking of building, by the way, methionine is a raw material for one of my all-time favorite dietary supplements. This is a substance that I have been personally using daily, pretty much daily, skip days, for over 30 years. When I first heard about it from my weightlifting buddies, I've been using this stuff, actually going on 35 years I've been using this stuff. It's a methionine derivative, and you don't have to be a kid to benefit from it. You don't have to be an athlete to benefit from it. You don't have to be a weightlifter or doing resistance training to benefit from it. It's a methionine derivative. It's super, super, super cool stuff, and we will be talking about that on our next Bright Side episode. I'm pharmacist Ben Lytle, author of The Potentialist, coming up next. You are listening to The Bright Side. We shall be back right after this break.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
USA News Update. The U.S. has a gift for Russia to commemorate the one-year anniversary of the Ukraine invasion.
The Biden administration imposing the new sanctions on Russia, which include U.S. financial and travel sanctions against 200 Russian individuals who support the invasion. I'm John Schaefer.
The Norfolk Southern Railroad is getting hit with lawsuits following the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. An Ohio-based law firm says it's filed a class action lawsuit against the railroad on behalf of everyone living within 30 miles of the derailment. The Washington, D.C. rally at the Lincoln Memorial marked the one-year anniversary of Russia invading Ukraine. That was this afternoon. A Ukrainian refugee was there wanting to show support.
We wanted to show that we love Ukraine and want our country to be free.
Dave Collins, USA News.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. We are on the air weekend evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box you can use to review programs if you so desire, share programs with friends or loved ones. You'll also find all the longevity products as well as the Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business. You can also go to my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our news stories, blog posts, and videos, which are up at criticalhealthnews.com. Or if you prefer, you can call 866-735-2470 for a one-time fee. You can be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business and help change the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. You can also purchase all your favorite longevity products by calling 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. I also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, rosacea, prevention of post-surgical scarring, acne, even just plain old dry skin. All our Truth Skin Health products are formulated without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. Truth Skin Health products are health products for the skin. Nutritional supplements, topical nutritional supplements for the health of the skin, because as you all know, Health equals beauty, and healthy skin is beautiful skin. All our Truth Skin Health products are up at truthtreatments.com with an S, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am really stoked to talk to our guest today. Ben Lytle is a serial entrepreneur, healthcare innovator. He's launched numerous successful companies, including two on the New York Stock Exchange. He's best known for leading Anthem, one of the three leading U.S. health plans in the country. He's also the author of a very, very cool book, which I have read several times, called The Potentialist. Please welcome to the bright side, Ben Lytle. Mr. Lytle, are you there?
Good to talk to you.
Yes, good to talk to you again as well, and thank you for your wonderful work. The book is it's a stellar book. I highly recommend it. The Potentialist, Your Future in the New Reality of the Next 30 Years. So you say in the book that in the next 30 years, we will become the most powerful creatures that have ever existed. That is a big statement. Can you elaborate on that, Ben?
Yeah, it's in the next 30 years, if you want to think about it, and with what you've seen recently with ChatGPT and all the thing, even though there's good press, bad press, there's worries, there's optimism, it's just one step, and actually in the progress, it's an important step, but it's by far the last. And what's going to happen is we're going to continue to expand our human potential, and that's going to come about in a number of ways. We're going to live longer. We're going to, and by living longer, the stage of life at which we are typically our wisest, most mature, and most productive, and you can argue about what that is, but let's say that's 45 to 70 today. That could be, instead of 25 years long, that could be 45 or 50 years long. That's a big step. Human intelligence, at least according to one, a very credible author, you can watch him out on TED Talk and make your own decision, but Dr. Flynn, he argues that human IQ has gone up 30 points in the last 100 years. And it's all in abstract thinking. Well, think about what we can do with abstract thinking as we become more integrated with automation. And the automation in the form of artificial intelligence, in the form of robotics with artificial intelligence, can suddenly assume the work that human beings really shouldn't, maybe, you know, it was important for them to do up to a point, but why should we be doing it in the future? Work that's repetitious and boring, labor intensive, or dangerous, that can be passed off. And what that'll allow humans to do is devote more time to work that only humans can do, because automation can't be creative, which is creative work involving complex human relationships, because automation is not human, and solving really, really complex problems where only being a human and only being wildly creative can help you solve. And so that's going to expand what is going to direct people into a new area. And it's going to cause our basic IQ to expand again. So you live longer. And there are arguments, and very credible people who have said that we will, the average person at the end of this industrial revolution, whether it's 25, 30 years, who knows, the average person will be operating at an intelligence higher than geniuses today. Now, think about that.
Yeah, that sounds pretty incredible. I'll tell you what, when I look around the world, and I don't necessarily see geniuses. There seems to be a dumbification going on. You know, there's attention spans are way shorter, and people are buying into silly ideas, kind of conspiracy ideas, paranoid ideas.
Yeah, people have always bought into silly ideas, and I would argue they're less today than before, but maybe not. There is, in the way people's attention spans, particularly young people's, are changing, and they're going towards video very fast, boom, boom, boom. Now, to us, and that's kind of what you have to do as a futurist. You say, well, it could be. It could be that people are dumbing down. But since 3 million years says the opposite has happened, even when we thought it was, because there were people who argued when I was a kid that that's what television was.
That's right.
It's going to dumb everybody down. I don't think it has. It's expanded our world, and it's offered many, many education responsibilities, I mean, opportunities to people who could have never done it otherwise.
And so
the same thing's true here. Think about this. If our brains are going to be hooked to automation, which we can control by simply telling it what we want to do, or simply thinking what we want to do, and the AI engine, the natural language engine that ChatGPT uses, is the beginning of that. Natural language, being able to tell a computer what you want and it acts. Think about if that happens, how would your brain operate? You couldn't sit there and read and think, and it might have to operate much, much faster. So maybe what's happening to young people is they're being prepared for a world that we're just now entering.
Well, I hope that's true, but, you know, ChatGPT, I've explored it, that kind of just perpetuates ideas that are just mainstream sort of ideas. That doesn't really encourage creativity, does it?
No, but the thing is, creativity merely needs to be unleashed. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it's 100% guaranteed, but I believe that the arc of history is with us, mm-hmm. and I believe every technology, if you go back, every major technology was considered to be the devil in a handbag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every time.
That's
every
right.
time. Believe me, I'm not joking. I remember when people argued vehemently against telephones.
Against telephones?
People wouldn't talk anymore.
Yeah, oh, that's
against
great.
The telephone.
Oh, that's
yeah,
great.
I'm old enough to remember that.
Okay. All right. You didn't know Alexander Graham Bell or anything, though, probably.
No, I'm not
kidding, Ben. Just kidding.
I was a little boy, but I remember people talking and people saying this stuff.
Hang tight, Ben. We got to take a commercial break. We're talking to Ben Lytle. His book, The Potentialist, Your Future and the New Reality of the Next 30 Years. More with Ben Lytle on The Bright Side after this.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works.
Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Ben Lytle, author of the book, The Potentialist. Ben's a serial entrepreneur and healthcare innovator. Ben, The Potentialist. Why The Potentialist? What is it about potential that made you want to name your title your book, The Potentialist, when it's really about the future?
Well, because the future includes, or potential includes, individual potential and the human race's potential. And in the book, I speak to both. In the first 88 pages, I try to condense what I think will happen in the next 30 years and for everybody. And then in the next two-thirds of the book, I identify seven things that if everyone will focus on those, they've always been good things to do, but now they're essential because of the way the world's going to change in the next 30 years. Focus on those seven and you'll come out ahead of most everybody else.
So you have an interesting take on institutions. Do you think mm-hmm. the institutions that we have today, seems to me like we're losing trust in our institutions, and I'm not sure that that's necessarily a bad thing. Talk to us a little bit about the future of institutions, the ones that have served as government, education, religion, et cetera,
right.
Media.
Well, it's really not my theory. I reported it, and it's been enhanced over the years, but it's really the work of Dr. Alvin Toffler, who in 1970
Future Shock.
Wrote Future Shock, and he wrote two other seminal books after that. And I had the good fortune to read his books, love what they did, and I actually used the principle, a lot of his principles in there, to build five very successful businesses and working on my sixth. And one of the things that I got to know him. He came and spoke at my board seminar, several things. Wonderful guy. And he predicted in there that as the pace of change accelerates due to innovation, as the pace of change accelerates, we as individuals adapt much faster than organizations and institutions.
Mm.
If you think about it, it makes total
yeah.
sense. As an individual, we can say, taxis are out, Uber's in,
yeah.
cable's out, streaming's in. We
yeah.
can make our decisions very fast.
Yeah.
Organizations, and I've run big ones, the bigger they are, the slower
That's right.
they are to change, because
yeah.
you got a lot of vested interest in the status quo.
Right. That's
and,
right.
And nothing is bigger and more cumbersome than an institution. So
yeah.
what you're observing is exactly right. The institutions, and he literally predicted it 50 years ago, that the institutions will start to fall behind their constituents, mm-hmm. and they will lose confidence in them.
Mm.
And so that's exactly what we're seeing. We're seeing it in religion.
Right.
We're seeing it in government.
The media.
Churches, they're closing churches everywhere.
Yeah, that's right.
At government, no one, I don't think anybody would say it's better now than it was 10 years ago or 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Same thing for healthcare. All of the mass media, and they have to break down. It wasn't a disaster story. He said what this is the process, the evolutionary process of democratization, which means that over time, individuals climb and institutions become less important. And for people that are made real nervous, the one thing I would tell you about this, think about in the late 1700s, no one thought the world could, how could you possibly have a country without a king? Well, we've done quite fine.
So, that's right.
So that will be a democracy 2.0 and a media 2.0. All of these will evolve, but they'll be different and hopefully be a lot better.
A couple things come to mind. First of all, the word institution comes from the word static, stit, and it's always going to be static. So that's how it's derived. And it's always going to be the institution against the individual. I've always seen that dichotomy. I grew up in the 70s, and I was always very mistrustful of institutions. And I've always seen, like you point out, the institution doesn't change. It doesn't turn like the individual can turn, and that's very important.
Right.
Do you see new institutions, or do you see the rise of the individual?
Both, and I think you're going to definitely, you're already seeing the rise of the individual, and I'll give you this one test for your listeners. Who decided the pandemic was over? Wasn't government.
That's right.
Wasn't healthcare.
Individuals.
People said, you know what, we don't think you know what you're doing. We're done.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
And I think we're going to see a lot more of that.
I think
but I think there will be new institutions that arise. As a matter of fact, we've already seen one very powerful, which is the cloud. You know, the internet is a different institution, and no government runs it. It's kind of run by a committee of people we hope are doing good, and so far it looks like they're doing all right.
It's a virtual institution, in a way.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and
that's very fascinating.
We're going to see more of those.
That's very
virtual
interesting.
Virtual companies. I mean, if you look around, there's so many virtual companies today.
So
we're going to see that more and more.
I love how you said how they gave that example of the 1700s, like, how can we live without a king? Do you think we're witnessing or we're in the death knell of the nation state?
It could be. I don't know. We definitely are in the process, I think, of seeing a nation state change. And it's being challenged. It's being challenged by the internet and the cloud. And as the cloud becomes the center of more and more commerce, the nation state kind of loses one of its functions. Money, if there is any kind of money, passports. You could create a passport that's much safer and secure on the cloud using blockchain than you can ever, any country will ever do, because they don't promise you anything other than the person managed to get a passport. So those are all functions of the nation state. The interesting thing with work from anywhere, you know, give it 10, 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
If you can work from anywhere and you can get a passport that'll let you go anywhere, wouldn't it be interesting if nation states now had to compete in a free market for your residency? Because residency is how they got you.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
That'd be really interesting. Are borders going to become irrelevant? I mean, when you think about it, they're sort of a contrivance. They're sort of an artifice. There's these borders between countries, and they change all the time. Are they going to become irrelevant?
Well, I don't know. You know, that's where we don't know. We don't know how fast the nation state will evolve and what it will look like on the other side. You could see it looking much like today, except maybe all taxation is based on residency. So now they want you to live there for some period of months, so you'll pay a residence tax. And then they have to compete because it has to be safe, has to be a good place to live, or else you don't want to live there. That'd be an interesting thing. And so maybe borders take on a very different meaning than they have today.
What about world government? What's your take on that?
Well, it hasn't worked too well so far.
How about as a potential?
Yeah, what Yeah, what Toffler, you know, taught me was, it is literally what I used in the design of my companies, was to push down accountability as far as I could, rather than pulling it up. Push it down. Push it as close to the consumer, as close to the people who need the service as possible. So I think we're seeing some of that. I mean, you know, we're fortunate in the United States because we have a federalist system. And so our states have considerable power, and we've seen them exercise it. And so we're better off than a lot of countries who have a tight central government. Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, you know, communism in its whatever form it is in Russia, or I think we're seeing the beginning of the end of them, because they can't control their borders, they can't control people's information anymore, and so I think they're in their death knell. Whether it'll take 10, 20, 30, 100 years, who knows?
Is that what you, do you think the wars to protect borders, wars to defend borders, are also going to become extinct?
I think they possibly could. And first, as a matter of fact, wars where people are killed, in time, if population continues to decline, people, you know, it's much more likely to be cyber warfare, shut your utilities down. Mm. I think, you know, I think the days, and of course that's where Putin still lives in the mid-20th century, is that the days of going out and killing other people doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense. You could do a lot more other ways, and so hopefully we'll see the, you know, we definitely have come a long way, when people say, oh, it's a terrible time we live in, you know, wait a minute, go back and look at the 20th century, 19th century,
oh my gosh,
every 10 or 20 years we took millions of young 19-year-olds on those battlefields and slaughtered them. We don't do that anymore.
Hey, Ben, we're out of time. I got a whole bunch more I wanted to ask you, but we're just out of time. Hopefully you'll come back on. Do you mind hanging on the line for just a moment after
sure,
you say goodbye?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Ben. That's Ben Lytle. His book is The Potentialist, and his website is potentialistfuture.com. Thanks so much for being on The Bright Side, Ben. And that is all the time we have for this evening. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back at you tomorrow evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Till then, have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful, spectacular evening. We will talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. And the B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.